Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, Text Number 12. I'll just read the first. Text 12 is no purport. Ka Ashisha Prayunjanas Chiram Pahiti Balake Haridra Churna Tailadi Sanchantyo Ajanam Ugu Ujagu. Offering blessings to the near-born child, Krishna, the wise and daughters of the coward man said, may you become the king of Braj and long maintain all its inhabitants. They sprinkled a mixture of turmeric powder, oil, and water upon the birthless Supreme Lord and offered their prayers. Text 13. Avadyanta Vichitrani Vaditrani Maha Utsave Krishne Vishva Ishvare Anante Nandasya Rajam. Avadyanta Vichitrani Paritrani Mahotsave Krishne Vishveshvare Nante Nandasya Vrajam Agate Avadyanta Vichitrani Vaditrani Mahotsave Krishne Vishveshvare Nante Nandasya Vrajam Agate. Who recognizes some words here? What does that mean? What is the word for festival? Yeah, great festival. Utsava. Utsava is festival. And Maha Utsava, and it turns into Mahotsava. What other words? Yes. What does that mean? Yes. Vishva and Ishvara. Anything else? Krishna. Yes, Krishna. Anything else? Yes. What does that mean? Unlimited, yes. Unlimitedly. Yes. But it's this asya means of. So of Maharaj Nanda. Whenever you see asya, it usually means of, pertaining to, it's possessive. Anything else? Braja. I was prahiing the whole thing. What does Braja mean? Yeah. Actually, here it's translated at the pasturing place. So I guess Braj. Braja means where they herd the cows. Anything else? What is Vichitrani? What does Vichitra mean? We have that in another verse. Varieties. And Vaditrani, have you heard that word before? We sing it every day, those who are here. What's that? Yes. You know, musical instruments. Mahaprabhu Kira Tananita Gita. Gita is the singing. Varitrani. So, playing, singing, playing on musical instruments. Mahaprabhu Kirtani, Gita, Viditrani. And so we got all the, we don't know, Arvad, we can repeat. Arvadyanta, vibrated in celebration of Vasudeva's son. So can anyone give the Sanskrit translation? This verse? Obviously, something was vibrating, various varieties of things. Musical instruments, various musical instruments were vibrating at the great celebration of Lord Krishna's appearance, who is the master of the universe and unlimited. In this way, Nandasya, in this way, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, Agate means to arrive, arrived at the pasturing place of Vrindavan. This way we can, by the end of these classes, we should be able to translate Sanskrit. Avadyanta, vibrated in celebration of Vasudeva's son. Vichitrani, various. Vaditrani, musical instruments. Maha Utsave, and the great festival. Krishne, when Lord Krishna. Vishva Ishvare, the master of the entire cosmic manifestation. Anante, unlimitedly. Nandasya, of Maharaj Nanda. Rajam, at the pasturing place. Agate, had so arrived. Now that the all-pervading, unlimited Lord Krishna, the master of the cosmic manifestation, had arrived within the estate of Maharaj Nanda, various types of musical instruments resounded to celebrate the great festival. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Whenever Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma, he comes to the house of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Krishna is the master of all creation, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Therefore, not only in the neighborhood of Nanda Maharaj's estate, but all over the universe and all the other universes, musical sounds celebrated the auspicious arrival of the Lord. Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakritya Jagat Parishat Inurajate Cha Rakshamsi Vitani Disho Devanti Sarve Namasyanti Chasida Sangha. Arjuna said, all the world becomes joyful hearing your holy name, and thus all become attached to you. But the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All the perfected beings, they offer you their respectful homage. All this is rightly done. This is Arjuna's praying, beginning to pray to Lord Krishna. After seeing the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna became very fearful. Sanjayavacha, etat chutva vasudevam kritasya kritanjulir vepamama kriti namaskritya buya evaha kritsnam sagadgadam vita vita pranamya. So Sanjaya says, After seeing the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna, he began to fold his hands and offer obeisances with faltering voice. And he began to speak the following words. So Arjuna said, Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakritya, that all the world becomes joyful hearing your name. Stane Rishikesha. He refers to him as Rishikesha. That means that Krishna is not only the master of all the universes, he's master of everyone's senses. Everything is going on by Krishna's desire. Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakritya. What does Prakritya mean? What's that? It's Prakritya. Like Kriti. Kriti means fame. So Krishna is famous all over the universe. Tava stane rishikesha tava prakritya jagat parita. Jagat means the universe. Parita anurajate cha. So anurajate means what? Yes. So anuraga. We have that when in the Shikshastika prayers. We say Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatraiva Tatrapita Nimayata Nir Smarnena Kalaha Etadrishi Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Idrisham Ihajani Anuragaha. So Nanuragaha. I don't become attached. I don't become attached to the chanting of the holy name. Why? Because although Krishna is Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Nija, Krishna has so many different Sarva Shaktis. He has all potencies. In each one of these names, there are all the potencies of Krishna. Tatrapita. What's the next word? Niyamita Smarane Nakalaha. That you can remember these names at any time. Smarane Kalaha. At any time you can remember these names and get the benefit. There's no auspicious or inauspicious time. This is yesterday we were talking about time. The time is flowing throughout the whole universe, and according to certain time factors, certain things are considered to be auspicious or inauspicious. But in the chanting of the holy name, there's no time which is auspicious or inauspicious. It's always auspicious to chant the holy name, to remember Krishna. Smaranena kalaha, etadrishi, what's the next one? What's that? Tavakripa. So by your mercy, this is possible. Etadrishi tavakripa, bhagavan mamapi, dura daivam. But it's very hard. Dura, daivam. It's very hard for me to chant these holy names because nanuragaha, I'm not attached to them. And why are we not attached to them? Because we're not very much attached to the fact that Krishna is God. We're more attached to the fact that we want to become God. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya prays, Srinadapi sunichena tura iva sahishnuna amanina madhudanena kirtaniyak sadahari. That one has to practice to become humble and tolerant and give credit to others and not try to develop one's own false ego. Then one can develop some attraction, anuragaha, one can get some attachment. So Arjuna is saying, Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakritya Jagat Parishat. What does Parishat mean? Becomes joyful? Yeah, joyful, rejoices. Parishat Anurag Te Cha Rakshamsi. So the Rakshashas, and who are the Rakshashas? Does that mean that they have, what? Man-eaters. Yes, Rakshasha means man-eaters. People in the modes of ignorance and passion. There is the Asuras and the Rakshashas. What's the difference between a Asura and a Rakshasha?
Knowledge.
Yes, sometimes they do. Yes. Yes, there's two types of created beings. It is said, Dvavimo Purusho Loke Shara Aksha Evacha Shara Sarvani Bhutani Kutasto Shara Uchite. There are two types of created beings. Those who are fallible or follow Krishna's instructions, and those who are infallible who follow Krishna's instructions, and those who are shara or fallible who don't follow Krishna's instructions. Or as Krishna says, Dvo Bhuta Sargo Lokesmin Daiva Asra Evacha Daiva Sarvani Bhutani Partha Asram Sam Partha Asrim Meshinu. There are two types of created beings in this world. Some are called divine and some are called demoniac. I've already explained to you at length about the divine. Now I'll explain to you something about the demoniac, the asuras. Those who are not suras, they're called asuras. If you're not a demigod, then you're a demon. So better to be a demigod. And the rakshashas, they're generally it's said that the asuras in the modes of ignorance, and the rakshashas, they're in the modes of passion. Of course, they do eat men, people. That's generally the term rakshashas is given to those who eat people. They eat other things also, but a little salad on the side. There used to be a television program. It was called The Twilight Zone. Everyone heard of The Twilight Zone? You heard of The Twilight Zone, Mother Harshran? And this program, strange program, but one time they had these aliens were coming from outer space and they had a cookbook. I'm sorry, I just gave the punchline. Actually, they had this book. The book said, How to Serve Men. And they were inviting everyone to come to their planet. And they translated the book, they had this book, and everyone thought, wow, this is great, we want to go to their planet, because the book is all about how to serve men. But then, finally, all these people from this planet went to their planet, and someone translated the book and found out it was a cookbook. Rakshasha Loka. But Arjuna is praying, Rakshamsi Bhitani. Bhitani means to fear. So the Rakshashas become very afraid when they hear about how glorious Krishna is. Rakshamsi Bhitani Disho. Disho means from all different directions. Rakshamsi Bhitani Disho Javanti. They're fleeing from all different directions. Sarve Namasyanti Chasitta Sangha. But the collection of the siddhas, the perfected beings, those who are demigods, Sarve Namasyanti, all of them are offering respects to Krishna. To hear about Krishna's glories, those who are demigods, those who are perfected beings, they'll automatically offer respect and become enlivened and become attached to Krishna. Others who are demons, they'll flee. Therefore, the devotees have nothing to fear. All they do is have to glorify Krishna, chant the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and those who are demigods by nature, they'll become attached and joyful. And those who are demons by nature, they'll become afraid and flee. We've always heard many stories about how devotees were engaged in some kind of preaching, maybe book distribution, and some drunk comes up to them to hit them, and they scream out loudly, Nishinghadev, and the person turns around and runs the other direction. Generally it happens like that. fearful Krishna's glories are they're chanted by the devotees, and by chanting the devotees become pious and advanced in Krishna consciousness, and everyone who hears them also becomes pious and advanced in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes from the first canto, Yadvag Visargo Janatagla Viplavo. And the previous verse of that is Yat Vichitravitam Hayaryasho Jagat Prarishat Prarigriha Karhichish Tidvayasam Tirtam Ushanti Manasa Nayatra Hangsa Niramantyu Shikshaya Yadvag Viplavo Janatagla Viplavo. Yasmin Pati Shlokam Abhadavatyapi Namanyanantasya Yasham Kitaniyat Shinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sarhava. And this you'll find at the beginning of every Bhagavatam. So it's an easy verse if you have a Bhagavatam, because it's in Prabhupada's introduction to the Bhagavatam. I think it is somewhere. Yeah. That's 1.5.11. And 1.5.10, Yad Vichitra Padam Hariyarya Show. Tad Vichitra Padam Hariyarya Show. Or Yad Vichitra Padam Hariyarya Show. Chitra. What does Chitra mean? Varieties, yes. So the variety, Tad Vichitra Padam Hariyara. Hariyara is Yasho. What does Yasho mean? We sing it every day also. Yasha. When do we sing Yasha? That's Yash. That's Yasya. But this is Yash. This is your show, and it turns into Yashas. Yashas, not Yasya. What's that? Yes. And what does that mean? Just like in the word Yashoda. Who's Yashoda? Anyone know who Yashoda is? Yes. And what does that mean? What is Yashas? Dayams, Duvams, Tasya, Yashas, Tri Sandhyam. So what are we doing? Dayams means what? Daya, not Daya. Dhyayams, like dhyana and dhyayams, yeah. You know, meditating. Stuvams. What's that? I don't feel bad about going through this because could you imagine after 50 years and some devotee walks up to us and says, what does that mean? And you go, well, I don't know. I've only been seeing it for 50 years. Something about Krishna, I hope. Stuvams? Like Stuvanti. Even in that verse, I think. Sarve, Namasyanti, anyhow, it's in the Bhagavad Gita. It's in the next verse after that one. Stuvams, or Stuvanti? Yes. We're praising. Yeah, praising. So we're praising, we're meditating on the spiritual master. We're also praying, praising him. Tasya, yes, yes. That means of him. Just like Tasya. So Dayam, Stuvams, Tasya, yes, 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 yes. Yasya, yashas. So what is yasha? So we're meditating on him, we're praising him. His, and what are we praising? And what are we trying to what are we praising? What are we meditating on? No. Trisandhyam. So yeah. It means fame. Yashas. His fame. His glories. We're meditating on his glories. So Yashoda means one who expands the glories. glories are expanded. Does anyone have a book with the Guru Vastika prayers in it? What does it say for Yashas? Glories, yes, glories. What's that? So the Yadvichas Pitra Padam Hariyarya Show Jagat Praritam. What does Praritam mean? Pavitra. What is, sometimes they have these Pavitras, I think it, yes, to purify. There must be in that Vangsha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo. There the word is Pavanevyo, to purify. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So pavitram means to purify. So the glories of Krishna can purify the whole universe. Jagat praritam prarigriha karhi chich. So those who are devotees of Krishna, they become attracted to Krishna's glories, which can purify at once the entire universe. So such persons our residents. Tadvaya samtirta shanti manasa na yatra hamsa niramanti ushiksha. So vayasam means the crows. So those who are like crows, they don't become attracted to these type of glories. So the asuras are crows, are like crows. So if you meet someone on the street, he's not a devotee, then you can know he's a asura, a rakshasa, or a vayasam. You can say, my dear Vyasam. My dear sir, you are for the birds. The wrong kind of birds. Vyasam. Vyasam means like a crow. Why are they called crows? Because the crows become attracted to garbage. And why is it called garbage? Because garbage, it has no real taste. It is distasteful. To the crows, it's very tasteful. Just like a pig is eating stool. So is stool very pleasant food? It's the rejected part of the body. But to the pig, it's just like halava. When the pig sees hot stool, his heart beats strongly, and he immediately becomes very enthusiastic to rush over and enjoy. So much so that sometimes in India, if you go out in the field to pass, while you're passing, so many pigs come even before you finish. So people have to take a stick out to the field to beat the pigs off. This is fact. This is India. This is some tips on living in India. Otherwise, the pig will come and knock you over. Even before you're finished. So for him, it's just like nectar. But is that nectar? So similarly, those who are like crows, they find pleasure in things that are rejected. And that means sense gratification. Something that has no real pleasure, real taste, that is actually painful, they're anxious to hear about it. Or as Prahlad Maharaj says, Tuchava, it's insignificant, but they're mad after these things. Therefore, Tadvaya Samtirta Ushanti Manasa, such places are like pilgrimage for the crows. For instance, it is not that people don't go on pilgrimage. We can see, for instance, that when people want to go on pilgrimage in modern times, they go to Disneyland. That's like their pilgrimage, to see the deity. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, these are their deity. And they go there and they become enlivened to see their deity. They offer their money. They get instructions from them. And then they go back to their places, wherever they come from, and they become better followers of Goofy and Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck, Donald Rat. Or Donald Duck, Mickey Rat, Mickey the Rat. So they go on pilgrimage, they go somewhere in order to worship something. Because that's the tendency of the living entity. He cannot help but become a servant, worship something. For instance, it is not that people don't go on pilgrimage. We can see, for instance, that when people want to go on pilgrimage in modern times, they go to Disneyland. That's like their pilgrimage, to see the deity. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, these are their deity. And they go there and they become enlivened to see their deity. They offer their money. They get instructions from them. And then they go back to their places, wherever they come from, and they become better followers of Goofy and Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck, Donald Rat. Or Donald Duck, Mickey Rat, Mickey the Rat. So they go on pilgrimage, they go somewhere in order to worship something. Because that's the tendency of the living entity. He cannot help but become a servant, worship something. But those who are like crows, who are addicted to sense gratification, they worship things which are tuchava, are insignificant. But they never become attracted to the glories of Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, they're not considered to be, they're not given very nice descriptions. Svavid Varahostra Karar, Samstuta Purusha Pashu, Niyakarna Patayo Peto, Jatu Narma Gadagraja. Gadagraja. Gada means the club. So one who Krishna who carries the club. Every verse in the Bhagavatam is very significant. And there it says, just to confirm what I was saying, Svavid, Vrahostra Karar. So those who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they never become attracted to glorify Krishna. Svavid Rahostra Karar. Karar means an ass. Ustra means a camel. And Sva means Svavid. So those who eat stool. Svavid Rahostra Ustra and Vara. Vraha. What is it? Vraha means pig. So the dogs and the hogs that eat stool, and the ustras, the camels, and the asses, they never become enlivened to hear about Krishna's glories, but to glorify him, because they're addicted to sense gratification. In other words, anyone who's addicted to sense gratification, he'll never take seriously hearing about Krishna. Because we're kind of in the middle. We're addicted to sense gratification, we get some enlivenment and some enlightenment hearing about Krishna. So we should go more to the side of Krishna and less to the side of the other side, and then we'll be on the safe side. But those who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they're addicted to sense gratification, therefore their intelligence is taken away, and they have no idea what is the higher pleasure of Krishna consciousness. Samstuta Purusha Pashu.
Samstuta, I think, means something like, also stuti means praises. So those were like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. What does it say, Samstuti? Perfectly praised. So sam means perfectly, and stuti means to praise. Like sankirtan. Like we have kirtan. So kirtan means to chant Krishna's glories, but sankirtan means to chant them congregationally or perfectly. Samstuti purusha pashu. Purusha. How is that translated? A person. Yeah. Pashu. He's like an animal. So those who are hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they praise those men who don't have any addiction. They have no inclination to praise Krishna. So they're just like they're just bigger animals. They praise bigger animals, in other words. They write books, they get the Pulitzer Prize, they get the Nobel Prize for Literature or something. They, in very decorative language, they glorify persons who are big animals. Just like the Olympics, where they spend billions of dollars and everyone hears about it. Isn't that right? There's so all over the world, people are watching the Olympics. And what are they doing? They're jumping into the pool and swimming like a fish. I'm sure there are fish who could win the Olympics if they could qualify. By the preaching of the Krishna conscious philosophy, people, they'll soon realize that even some fish are members of the nation when they expand their vision, and they learn that even the animals are also citizens. And then maybe the fish will enter into the Olympic contests. But they're just trying to swim like a fish. Or they're trying to jump like a toad or a, what do they call those? Flea. Fleas, they can jump like 50 times their height. And a man, he can only jump one or two times his height, the most. So who's better? The flea is better or the man is better? In terms of jumping. But that's all they're doing. They're imitating these insects or these animals. And if you can do it expertly, then people praise you. They give you millions and millions of dollars. Your name is all over the newspaper. Prabhupada used to say, just like he one time went to the house of John, he was living at the house of John Lennon. And on the walls of John Lennon, he was naked. He had big posters. John Lennon had big posters of himself naked. Just animal-like. So Prabhupada was amazed. And even more amazing, Prabhupada pointed out that this is a person who's sought after by so many newspapers and radios for an interview. What is your opinion on this, sir? What is your opinion like on this? But he's nothing but an animal. Big animal. It's pashu. Nothing about God. Even before he was shot, he spent an interview blaspheming God. So he's nothing but an animal, but people are praising him, perfectly praising him, trying to find the right words to glorify an animal. Purusha. Nayat karna patiyopedo. Nayat karna. But the ear, I guess karna means ear there? Is that what it's translated? So the ears... Nayakarna patiyopedo. Pata means the path. Patiyopedo. There, the path. Jatu nama gadagraja. So those Krishna who carries a club, their ears are never attracted on the path of hearing about his glories or praising him, because they have no idea what the taste of Krishna consciousness is. Because their consciousness has been carried away by the illusory energy. Therefore, on the other hand, those words which are full of the name, form, quality, and past tense of Krishna are of a different creation, meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental glories of Krishna, although they may be imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So honesty begins with understanding that we're not the body. Anyone who thinks that he's his body, he has to be, in one sense, dishonest. He can't be a sadhu or a sattva, because he's misidentifying himself with something he's not. One who realizes I'm not the body, that I'm Krishna's servant, especially I'm Krishna's servant, that's the beginning of honesty, or being a sadhu. Therefore, apichad sudrachara bhajante mama nanyaba sadura eva samantavyak samyag samyastita hisaha. So if one is apichad sudrachara, so although one may be improperly behaving sometimes, apichad sudrachara durachara, dura su durachara, so very much he's improperly behaving, sudarachara, bhajante mama nanyabhak. But if he's fixed in trying to serve me sincerely, ananyabhak, sadur eva samantavyak, he has to be known as a sadhu. He at least is the beginning of honesty if he's really fixed sincerely in trying to serve me. He knows that he's my servant. Otherwise, there's no question of truly being honest. So one is a sadhu. Sadur eva samana. What is the... Shinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. So, those who are sadhus, they're going to spend time hearing about, chanting, and glorifying Krishna. That's their symptom. Sadatam kirtayantamam itantascha dridavritaha namasyantaschamam bhaktya nityukta upasate. That's where their first symptom is, they're always chanting Krishna's glories. Now we may not be chanting, but doing anything. For instance, taking care of the deities, or building a building for Krishna, or cleaning the building. These are all glorification of Krishna. Anything we're doing to expand Krishna's glories, this is considered to be chanting Krishna's glories. And those who are not sadhavas, those who are not Krishna conscious, they won't give anything for Krishna. Why for Krishna? Why not to me? That's their mantra. Just like generally we have, many of our parents probably, if you say, my dear parents, please give me a donation, and they say, what is it for? If you say, well, it's for Krishna. Krishna? Why should I give anything to Krishna? Well, it's for my sense gratification. Oh, well, that's a worthy cause. That's bona fide. That comes in disciplic succession. But we should realize that anything done for Krishna's service that will help to bring about a revolution in the lives of this misdirected civilization. So here, it explains that Krishna's glories are all over the universe, so even the demigods are coming and glorifying Krishna. Even musical instruments resound in the heavenly planets because they're devotees. And here, because they're demons, they'll never come and glorify Krishna. When there is a football game, they'll go out with their musical instruments and glorify that. hear ye, you know, or this team will destroy the other one. Everyone shouts, jai, jai, victory. And then the other party plays their musical instruments. No, we're going to destroy you. So this is, the demons are also chanting, but they're chanting all kinds of nonsense things in the modes of ignorance and passion. And the devotees are chanting about Krishna's glories. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
You said that you can worship Krishna through spiritual master. And my question is, because we know from Shastra that when someone arises himself to know the Buddha, he starts to see Krishna everywhere. And what is, at that time, what is the position of spiritual master? How someone can worship Krishna, who can glorify Krishna?
He disappears. He becomes unmanifest. Why is it hard to understand? If you can see Krishna everywhere, why won't you see Krishna in your spiritual master? Then your spiritual master, you don't think he's significant anymore because you can see Krishna everywhere. So what do you need your spiritual master for? That's really merciless. No, if you see Krishna, it's not. See, our conception is just like, for instance, if you really wanted a candy bar or say a cookie, and you really want, and they say no, it's this cookie costs 10,000. It's such a nice cookie. It's going to cost you 1,000 francs, Belgian francs. And, well, it's expensive. It's really. You go, all right, I'll give you half of it. You go, wow, that's great. And you really value the cookie. But then you walk around the corner and you see there's 1,000 cookies just lying around. You think, why did I spend 500 francs, you know, for half a cookie? They were lying around here everywhere. So that's the mundane conception. Familiarity breeds contempt. But in the spiritual world, it's not like that. It's not that when you see Krishna everywhere, you think, well, big deal, Krishna's everywhere. Who cares about Krishna? He's so cheap, you know, you can get him anywhere. No, when you're in love, you see Krishna everywhere because you're in love with him, and every moment you develop more and more love for him. So similarly, it's not that one loses his appreciation for the spiritual master, the fact that this is the person that gave me Krishna. But his appreciation every moment increases, but also his appreciation for everything else and everyone else increases also. Well, what is the difference between the spiritual master and Krishna? If Krishna is everywhere, how can the spiritual master be different from Krishna?
He's appreciating God, so at the same time he cannot remember
his spiritual master. What's that?
When someone is appreciating God, seeing, for example,
desperation.
So
at
the same time, he doesn't remember his spiritual.
How do you know? Depends what level of devotional service you're on. But actually, when Prabhupada said, at every moment I see my spiritual master, I'm always with my spiritual master in Krishna. So that's a question of spiritual advancement. And within the heart of the spiritual master is Krishna. The one who can actually see the spiritual master, he'll see Krishna there. And within Krishna's heart is the spiritual master. So one who sees Krishna also sees the spiritual master. So it depends on your vision. So if you think that the activities of the spiritual master in spreading Krishna consciousness are different from Krishna, that's called Maya. The activities of the spiritual master is his loving service to Krishna and acting as Krishna's instrument in spreading Krishna consciousness. So when one sees the activities of the spiritual master preaching Krishna consciousness, he simultaneously sees his spiritual master and Krishna in their loving exchange. If he doesn't see that, that's called Maya. Is that clear? Anything else? Yes, Maharaj.
Many devotees fall down when you become a demon.
When a devotee, well, if he's really a devotee, how can he become a demon? But we're aspiring to become devotees. devotee never becomes a demon. But because we're aspiring to become devotees, sometimes we fall under demoniac influence. Therefore, there's sometimes it's like that, temporarily. There's different types of demons. Some are committed demons and others are less committed. Some are innocent, asuras. And some are convinced. Anything else? Yes.
You say that everybody is actually part and parcel of Krishna devotee, so how can he actually be a demon?
They're playing the part of a demon. But since when you take the whole reality together, there is a, I mean, after all, demon is not apart from the whole reality. So there is such a thing in reality as a demon. And that means the soul, when he turns against Krishna, then he becomes a demon. And when he is in harmony with Krishna, he's called a devotee. So as long as we're in harmony with Krishna, we remain devotees. And as soon as we become against Krishna, then we become demons. It doesn't mean that the soul is demoniac, but he's just like when you turn towards the sun, you're in the light, and when you turn towards the darkness, you're in the darkness. So it's a condition of the soul being a demon. Just like your finger is valuable as long as it's connected to the hand. If you cut it off, it's still a finger, but it has no value. Yes.
Sometimes one can feel that the demonic tendencies coming up, even while engaged in devotional service, that our intelligence becomes stolen away by sense gratification, tendency towards sense gratification. So, how can we be aware of what it means to worship Krishna through our intelligence?
By hearing, we have to learn the science. Krishna says, vairagya and abhyasa. So by practicing hearing, chanting, remembering and serving, then gradually we develop simultaneously knowledge and detachment. And by knowledge and detachment, we're able to see things properly. What I do, or what I can do to gain more and more consciousness of Krishna, and what I do that diminishes my consciousness of Krishna. So gradually we can accept those things which will help us become more absorbed in consciousness of Krishna and diminish those things which are taking our consciousness or diminishing our consciousness of Krishna. That's called knowledge and detachment. We'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.